Message number 67. New World Order plan to control your money and food. Sunday, April 17, 2011 at 09:00. My beloved daughter tell the world that they are about to witness a number of ecological disasters now. They will occur in the most unusual and unexpected places and will be severe in their intensity. Man's sinful behavior has brought this about. Repent, all of you, and remember these climatic disasters will wake you up from your blind slumber and lack of faith. They are also taking place to dilute the impact of the evil group of global alliances and their wicked, stupid activities. These groups under what I will term as a new world government in waiting are planning to spring now under the leadership of the Antichrist. These same groups have brought about the collapse of the banking system and will now destroy currencies everywhere. This is so that they can control you. My daughter, when I first shared this message some months ago, you thought that the messages seemed bizarre, yet you wrote down what I told you. The wicked evil plan these serpents, followers of Satan, has been plotted for some time now. Some of their cunning schemes are already being revealed, yet many people believe that the world is simply going through yet another financial crisis. Wake up, all of you, now. Look around you and see for yourselves. Stop trying to imply that the world is simply in the throes of a depression caused by a slump in the economy, because this is not true. These people will now control each of you through a global currency and your country's indebtedness. No country will escape their clutches. Please heed my word. Your money will be worthless. Your access to food and other necessities will only be possible through the mark, the identification I spoke about. Please, please do not accept this mark, because you will be lost to me. This mark will kill you, not just physically but spiritually. Remain outside of this jurisdiction. Start planning your food stockpiles, blankets, candles, and water now if you want to avoid receiving the mark of the beast. He, the Antichrist who will head this new world government, believes he will steal the souls of the human race. But he won't. Just as many will fall under his influence, so too will my followers remain steadfastly loyal to me, their divine Savior. For all of you who will pour scorn on these prophecies, listen now. Fall under the influence of this global power and you will be lost. You will need strong faith to survive. Prayers you request will be answered. I will protect you during this fierce period on earth. Prepare now for group gatherings where you will be able to pray in peace and secrecy. They, the New World Order, will also be in prayer in their own vile churches. These churches exist everywhere, although they have been set up in secret. They hold sacrifices and pay homage to their idol Satan. These cults are rampant now and all share the one ludicrous goal, to control mankind. They will do this by attempting to control your money, food supplies, and energy. Fight them in the best way you can through prayer and the spread of conversion. Pray too for these deluded people who have been made promises of great wealth, technology, longer life, and miracles. How wrong they are! They have been truly deceived. When they find out the truth, they will have been plunged into the depths of hell and it will be too late. Pray, pray, all of you, my divine mercy and the most holy rosary every day as often as you can to alleviate the impact of this devious and demonic plan. pray too for those souls who will be lost in the imminent global ecological disasters brought about by the hand of God the Father. They need your prayers. Please heed my plea for prayers, for they will be answered. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.